4 meters on climate strikes as workers join students. Up to 4 million took part in Earth Strike protests across the planet on the 20th of September. The movement reached every continent, even a group of researchers stationed in Antarctica took part. Thousands of cities across 150 countries held protests, in some cases numbering hundreds of thousands. Central London. 100,000, a swelling mass of students and workers, wave after wave after wave of people, mostly young, swept backwards and forwards along Millbank, near Parliament, and Victoria Tower Gardens, around Parliament Square, up Whitehall to Trafalgar Square, and back. Not really a march, more of a swirling mass. From primary school children to university students and young workers, parents, and pensioners. Unite the union members, including Bromley library strikers, joined the rally. At lunchtime, PCS union members joined in, some coming from picket lines at the Beast Department and Foreign Office strikes, some from the big galleries and museums on the South Bank. The organizers of the Earth Strike stage on Millbank say 100,000 took part, though protesters marched, and stood and sat down, and marched again all over the place, so numbers would be impossible to judge. All around London, workers and young people took part in sizable local protests and lunchtime rallies, in Waltham Forest, Hackney, Southwark, Lambeth, Camden and many more. Socialist Party members had helped organise some, and spoke at some. Transport Union RMT staged a protest at its HQ. PCS members at Canary Wharf did the same, and many more workplace-based protests took place. Among the throng there were many young people who wanted to know what kind of system change is necessary, and who were thinking about socialist ideas. There was enthusiasm for our proposals, to nationalize the energy companies, but also to go further. It is unfortunate that some of the self-appointed leaders of environmental campaigns wrongly declare this issue is non-political, which dampens real debate and discussion about what needs to be done. That's not the view of big numbers of those who participate though, who realize that ideas about what to do are essential. We sold over 120 copies of The Socialist. Hundreds of people signed up to Socialist students, and over 40 applied to find out about joining the Socialist Party. Issei Priyar and Paula Mitchell, London Socialist Party Germany. 1.4 meters. Decade best. Around 1.4 million joined the climate demonstrations in Germany, 250,000 in Berlin alone, in what may be Germany's biggest protest in over a decade. Members of SOL, Sozialistische Organisation Solidarität, the Socialist Party's sister party in Germany, sold up to 300 copies of their newspaper, Solidarität, on the day. France, Dynamic Mobilization Gauche Révolutionnaire, Revolutionary Left, the Socialist Party's sister party in France, reports, the mobilization was dynamic, if smaller than in spring. In Rouen, Paris, Valence. For many, fighting for the environment is as much an emergency as fighting Macron. Scotland, thousands, Socialism Popular Socialist Party Scotland was overwhelmed at our stalls in Aberdeen, Dundee, and Glasgow as thousands struck, and marched for the planet. Our petitions, papers, and leaflets calling for socialist change, not climate change, and to nationalize the polluters were massively popular. Socialism was especially attractive. Socialist Party Scotland Belfast. 4,000, biggest yet. Up to 4,000 attended the biggest climate strike that Northern Ireland has ever seen in a sunny Belfast city centre. Students staged an impactful visual display of resistance with a mass die-in at the corn market, followed by a peaceful march through the high street. A rally at Belfast City Hall included school student speakers from all across both Ireland and Britain. The atmosphere was one of defiance, but also positivity and hope. Jack Finn Kennedy, Swansea Socialist Party Bristol, thousands, school students looked to French Revolution. Bristol saw its biggest climate demonstration yet, with thousands of students and workers marching. One group of school students likened the changes needed today to the changes in the French Revolution. Kyle Walker, Bristol North Socialist Party. Over 5,000 students and workers in Leeds. Over 5,000 students and workers rallied together in the Global Day of Action Against Climate Change. This was the largest so far in Leeds. Part of reason is the orientation of some of the leadership towards the trade union and labor movement. Leeds University University and College Union successfully negotiated an additional 30 minutes in order for staff and students to attend the march. Many workers came on their lunch breaks, or took the day of annual leave. Both on an individual level, but also by campaigning from the local reps, including the Unison Teaching Hospital branch. Many of the strikers knew the role that trade unions can play, especially workers in the key industries like transport and energy. They see the Lucas Aerospace Plan, and the current Harland and Wolff occupation as an inspiration on what can be achieved. There was also a lot of support for the Leeds Trade Union Council conference on the 19th of October on the theme of how can trade unions meet the challenge of climate emergency? Socialist students' placards were snapped up by students, with over £70 raised for fighting fund and 17 copies of the Socialist were sold. Both workers and students from local universities and colleges left their details to join Socialist students in the Socialist Party. Tanis Belsham Ray, Leeds Socialist Party Waltham Forest. 200, more learning on strike than in class. The action in Waltham Forest, East London was a great success. We gathered at the town hall with a couple of hundred people, including parents with kids, workers, and some students with homemade placards. A whole class with teachers from a local school were well applauded. Looked like there was more learning going on in this experience than many a lesson in school. The news in early summer that students were calling trade unions to join in was music to our ears. In July, Waltham Forest Trade Union Council organized a debate with Extinction Rebellion and a trade union speaker. We produced 5,000 leaflets calling on workers and students to organize an event in their own workplace, college or school, and we sent a letter to union branch secretaries appealing to get their members involved. On the day we gave out a leaflet urging all to join a union, potentially the most powerful organizations to bring about change. Everyone was very open. Linda Taff, Waltham Forest Socialist Party Southampton, hundreds, unions pressure uni on sustainability. Around 150 people attended a rally at the University of Southampton organized by the University and College Union, UCU, branch. It was great to see both staff and students out alongside campus union representatives and the National Shop Stewards Network. The rally was called in solidarity with striking school students, but also to launch a cross-union environment campaign at the university. There was a good mood among those in attendance, and a desire to see real commitment to bold steps in university management's new sustainability plan. This is just the start. There are plans already afoot for future days of action and staff student planning meetings to develop and take forward our demands. B. Gardner, Southampton UCU. Several hundred people took part in Southampton. There were many young people there, and it was good to see so many of them speak. From the 16-year-old full of anger about the climate crisis, to the 5-year-old who wanted to save the animals. Jean Ward, Southampton Socialist Party Swansea. 500, trade union council heads march. Around 500 young people and trade unionists came together under the hot Swansea sun. Socialist students provided a link between the event organizers and Swansea unions. There were speakers from socialist students in the Socialist Party, as well as unions such as the PCS, Unite, BFAWU, and Unison. Alongside Swansea Trade Union Council, whose banner was at the head of the march, socialist students also provided the majority of stewards at the event to keep demonstrators safe. The event culminated in a march from the center of town to the council chambers. The vast majority of young people recognize the need for a far more rigorous approach than that offered by the mainstream apolitical spokespeople. Charlie Wells, Swansea Socialist Students and Unite Community. Hackney, hundreds, unions mobilize support. Hundreds massed outside Hackney Town Hall in East London. There were school students, sixth form and college students, and this time they were joined by workers from across Hackney. Several trade unions called for their members to support the protest, including the Hackney Council branch of Unison. Marvin Hay, Joint Branch Secretary of Hackney Unison, spoke about the overwhelming role of big business in polluting the planet. A speaker from Home Ayrton Hospital Unison brought solidarity and stressed the importance of unions in the movement against climate change. Socialist Party leaflets calling for socialist change, not climate change, went down really well. 7 people asked for more information about joining the Socialist Party. Chris Newby, Hackney Socialist Party Sheffield. 3,000, biggest since pension strike. It was the biggest protest in Sheffield since the 2011 public sector pensions strike rally, over 3,000. Solidarity with striking school students came from university workers, council staff, civil servants in the PCS union and many more. Sheffield Socialist Party Hull. 500 Matt Whale brought solidarity from Hull Trade Union Council and Hull Socialist Party to the youth strike, supported 500 youth and workers,